Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, thank the Most High. Truly, I'm thankful to the Most High to be back with you here again. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, let us seek the Most High this time that he's declared unto his peace. Under the perfect word, my brothers and sisters, that would bring forth, in fact, my brothers and sisters, an end to all warfare. In this precious time, my brothers and sisters, I say to you again, Shabbat Shalom. And the Most High, let the Most High bring forth and show forth unto his people what indeed unto all things is honorable before him. Well, my brothers and sisters, as I said earlier, it's no question about it. And I do thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, and I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, directly has he told me. I must tell you things, yes, that indeed, without question, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. And I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. I said from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, and to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I said again, if they could. If they could, to destroy. The Most High has a plan. As I've said before so many times in this show, the Most High has a plan. The world must awaken to. The Most High has a plan, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Whereby he will eradicate all confusion, causes people to realize the need to see beyond all misconceits, all double-mindedness, all debate and doubt. He has a plan, my brothers and sisters, by which men will again revere a reference point that he himself has decreed. That men, my brothers and sisters, at last, yes, indeed, might have peace with him, peace with Yah. Discerning what it means when the scriptures have declared. I said, discerning what it means when the scriptures have declared that as an utmost command unto us all, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, unto the integrity of his name, honor of his name, we must, my brothers and sisters, seek him, seek all that is his will with all our minds, hearts, soul, and might. And my brothers and sisters, this we have as a mutual obligation, that we seek this discretion for the mutual good of all. And my brothers and sisters, that we might be of mutual beneficence and the salvation of our people. And yes, brothers and sisters, that all might prepare for the coming, the appearance, if you will. It's the same word of him, my brothers and sisters, who will eradicate and expose every lawless, inconsiderate standard has been an obstacle, a schism, curse, division, a damnation. I said, my brothers and sisters, even a multitude of misallegiances which have divided our people. He will expose them all after a pure, perfect word that reveals, in fact, my brothers and sisters, one truth. I began the intro to tonight's show with what I believe for many will be a very interesting dimension of insight. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about this. Maybe a hard word, maybe a very difficult word for many to respect, to the dimension to which it needs to be respected. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, the monotheist mind of old would not have missed this point, would not have been so easily beguiled as have been most amongst the masses today. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters, because there's a lot here that needs to be dealt with. Truly, there is. Think about it. Men have looked at a multitude of contradicting ideals. Most High told me that if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is a word of the Most High, if a man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is the gospel, if a man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is the work of the Holy Spirit, the testimony of the Most High, such a one cannot be a disciple unto him. Why? I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about this. If a man believes that a multitude of his own self-righteous ideals could be called a savior, if a man could believe that a multitude of self-righteous ideals, the idolatries that he has created, could bring forth peace, agreement, a covenant with the Most High, as if to say he could be saved by the idols that he has made, the multitude of fallen standards upon which men have forged the holy name. If men could believe they could disrespect the Most High to this degree and be at peace with him, or be reconciled in atonement, at one man, forgiven even unto him, then my brothers and sisters, men are basically, like I said, they've insulted the Most High to believe that their idols could save them, that what they have created could deliver. In fact, my brothers and sisters, when men look at all these multitude of contradictive ideas and want to sit back and call it the faith, double-minded, debate, doubt, confusion, and want to call it the faith, what have they really done? They've said that the Most High sanctions all these conflicting, contradicting ideals, contentious ideals, after which men have never found faith. Truly, what is faith? Because faith is a matter of looking beyond all the conflict of this world. Faith in Yahweh is one, and there's no contradictions in him. But men have somehow believed that the Most High will sanction. You need to look at Malachi 2:15-3-4. Men have believed somehow the Most High has sanctioned all these obtuse, opposing, juxtaposed ideals of man, as if they were the word of the Most High himself. And in believing that the Most High somehow sanctions all these compromises, i.e. hypocrisies. Hey, look at the word hypocrisy. Hypocrisis. Hypocrisis, old Greek word. They can believe that all these fallen standards are a law. A rule. Something to be preserved. That my brothers and sisters, men have denied the hope of peace. In fact, in saying that all these contradictions are the word of the Most High, when a multitude of contradictions can only be a lie, men have called the Most High a lie. Yes, my brothers and sisters, called the Most High a lie, called the truth a lie, and the lie. They have called, in fact, the truth. They've called a devil, the Most High, and called the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who will reprove this multitude of corruptions. They've called the Most High a devil. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us well, if we understand it in the context that would have been understood by the ancient monotheist mind, we would understand that the scriptures tell us what the Messiah himself said, Yohanan, John 17:9. He said, I make no request for the worldly, but those who will accept his word. How about a word of absolution? He said, I make no request for the worldly, those who would preserve a multitude of corrupt ideals, or a multitude of contradictive ideals. I make no request for them. Hey, the book of Jacob, they call James, said to us plainly, we should be wise. We must overcome the multitude of provocations, diverse tools of doctrine that are among the nations. Say we must understand that our faith must bring forth for the Most High a pure, perfect word, acceptable unto him. If we lack that discretion, they say we must ask of him. Did he say the rulers would offer it to you? Most High is not the author of confusion, my brothers and sisters. Man has hearkened to a confuser. The Most High did not make, my brothers and sisters. I said the Most High did not make, if you will, a devil. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the devil is not the making of the Most High, not the result of his conscience. Most High told me that all that is required for if there was no devil to make one is that man would be left, if it was for man, without the discipline of the Most High. It is not the making, it is not the molding, it is not the shaping, it is not the discipline of the Most High. We see this multitude of contradictions. Most High told me, if any man can believe this multitude of contradictions is the work of the Most High, how about the making, the shaping, conceiving of the Most High? And such a man cannot be a disciple unto him, but he, my brothers and sisters, already avowed himself a disciple to be taught by a devil. It may sound like a hard word, but my brothers and sisters, it is so very true. Think about it. A multitude of contradictions can only be a lie. A multitude of differing standards can only be a lie. They cannot be the gospel. What does the scripture say concerning the gospel? The gospel is a pure, perfect, whole word of the Most High. It's a word after which if men walked up to that full, pure, and perfect standard, there would be peace. The word for gospel even relates to the message of Yah, the message of peace, the whole, pure, perfect word, message of peace. Scripture said, if you break one law, you're guilty as to the whole law. How about if you break even one precept of that law or feel like it's not important, as if the Most High does something without reason? It's the same thing, my brothers and sisters, as saying that by breaking the law of the Most High or disavowing the law of the Most High or ignoring the law of the Most High, it's like saying, my brothers and sisters, through irreverence, disrespect of the Most High, saying, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of imperfect and partial standards, hey, like I said, there's only one pure, perfect word. It's only one pure, perfect, consummate conscience. It's like saying, my brothers and sisters, that there are other pure and perfect words, or if you will, consummate conscience. There's another, as if say, there's another consummate conscience after which men might be one. My brothers and sisters, the rulers, the very word in Hebrew, for instance, for kings is oftentimes a word that was used for gods. Like I said, what a man believes is a god to him. The consummate body of knowledge that he chooses to respect is a god to him. What about if the body of knowledge he chooses to respect is imperfect, or certain truths are not allowed within it? Shall a man say he has had faith in Yah who trusts in a system that predisposes his mind not to believe, not to receive, not to respect the greater word of Yah if it were revealed? I believe, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand this. I've said it before, I will say it again. The multitude of diverse standards that are being taught by